朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于杨念慈师母，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
今天我们要在神面前来学习祷告。
Today we want to learn how to pray before God.
有一些东西是必须从我们身上必须要除去的。
There are things that has to be removed from us.
这样我们渴慕他听我们祷告的这个需要才能够得着满足。
Then our desires that our prayers can be heard can be fulfilled.
在诗篇145篇19节他说，敬畏他的他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求拯救他们。
Psalm 145 verse 19 says, He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them.
所以今天神摆在我们前面有一句话说，在哥林多后书保罗讲，这是我们这个程序单上面写的，我们一起来读好不好？ So, 亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
This is 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1 on the program sheet. It says, Since we have these promises, dear friends, let's purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
所以当我们在礼拜二的时候有这样子一个机会，能够把我们家里不洁净的东西都带到教会来，我们把它都烧掉。
So this Tuesday, coming Tuesday, we will have the opportunity to burn up everything that is unclean in our house.
然后我们全家一起在祷告中往前。
Together as a family, we will move forward in prayer.
我们先从大扫除开始。
So let's start with cleansing.
所以于弟兄在礼拜二祷告会的时候，他说他小的时候好几次看到在教会里面有这样子焚烧的聚会。
Past Tuesday, a brother Yu shared that when he was growing up, many times he saw such cleansing meetings at church.
但是在我们中间的年轻人没有看过，对不对？
But the young people among us have not seen it.
看过的人举手好不好？
Raise your hand if you have seen it.
哦，年长的看过，对不对？我也看过。那有过一次呢，是我们在教会里面呢，是在受浸聚会之前有一个焚烧聚会。
One time our church had a burning cleansing meeting right before baptism.
哇，我觉得那个聚会真是一个得胜的聚会。
And that was such a victorious meeting.
好喜乐。
We were all very joyful.
也不能想象哦，原来呢教会真的有这么多不洁净的东西耶。
You cannot imagine that we do have unclean things in our church.
在我们小小的 Orange Avenue, 我自己啊，小型的有两次的焚烧聚会。
Just in our Orange Avenue alone, I have attended two small-scale burning cleansing meeting.
一次是在我们中间一个年轻的弟兄信主之后，他去拜气功。
One was about a brother after he became a believer, he followed 气功。
他所学的这个气功背后呢有那个邪灵的势力。
But the 气功master that he followed had evil power.
因为呢他的师父在南加州发功的时候呢，他在北加州呢他都全身发红发热。
Because he was able to receive the energy, the power from his 气功 master, who was in Los Angeles.
而且他越来越不对劲。
And more and more he became kind of
参加他们的禁食祷告跟退休会。
He attended their fasting meetings and conferences.
所以他的太太把他带到我的这边来，带到办公室来找我。
So his wife brought him to the office to see me.
啊，感谢主，他愿意，当我把真理告诉他的时候，他就愿意把这所有跟这些东西不对劲的东西，他愿意把它烧掉。
But praise the Lord, as I share with him and tell him, he was willing to burn up all these things.
所以我们就在那个小小的这个 Orange Avenue 那个教会的那个院子里面，我们就找了几个弟兄姐妹，我们一起把他所有吃的书籍、所有的 VCD、各种的啊看的东西，好，所有啊讲义，全部我们都放在一起，就把它给烧了。
So in the courtyard in Orange Avenue, Several brothers and sisters gathered together and we witnessed the burning of all those unclean things, VCDs, books and the food and clothing.
我们 宣告神在他身上得回神的主权。
We proclaim back the ground for God on him.
让这个人再重新脱离那个鬼魔黑暗的势力来归给神。
So once again, this man departed from the power of darkness and belonged to God.
那另外一次呢，是在我们小组 CEDA 聚会的时候，我们读到就是我刚刚讲的约书亚记亚干他的那个当灭之物的那一次。
Another time was the fellowship of CEDA when we read about in the book of Joshua the story of Achan.
那一天真是有圣灵的工作。
That day there was work of the Holy Spirit.
在我们中间还有一个没有受浸的一个姐妹。
There was a sister in our midst who has not been baptized yet.
当场就从她的皮包里面拿出一个红色的符咒。
And then just right there at the meeting, she brought up that was some type of something that you get from the temple, the Buddhist temple.
是她从台湾的时候带过来。
It was given to people.From fortune telling,
他有对他来说是有纪念的价值。
That the thing was a memory for her, and it was from Taiwan.
他就把它交出来给我。
So she gave it to me.
我说我也不要留着它。
And then I told her I'm not gonna keep it
either. 会后以后，我们整个小组就围着那个炉子，我们就把它给烧了。我们大声的赞美、感谢、唱诗。
And after the meeting, we gathered together and burned it up on the stove, and we praised God and worshiped God.
所以我们今天晚上回家以后，我们不要觉得在我们家中所有的东西，你都觉得是就是保留原样的。
So today, after we go home, don't think that we have to keep everything in our house.
有没有什么东西是有不对的，是会引诱我们犯罪的，会不讨神喜悦的，是跟仇敌、跟偶像势力有关的
？Is there anything that pose as a temptation or as something has to do with the enemies or the idols.
有什么书报，有什么海报，有什么照片，有什么不好的 CD, 有什么不好的录影带，是我们不想让它留在我们这个分别为圣的家里的。
Are there anything, books, CDs, magazines, pictures, that's not supposed to remain in the house which is separated for God?
但是你要到什么程度呢？也不要很紧张，对不对？回家。
To what extent?We don't have to be paranoid about it.
在约翰一书第三章第二十一节到第二十二节。
In 1 John chapter 3, verses
21到22。
21 to 22。
啊，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
It says, Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God.
注意下面的哦。
And then pay attention.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着。
And receive from him anything we ask.
你愿意你的祷告从神得着吗？
Do you want to receive anything from God?
要让我们的心不责备我们。
That our hearts cannot condemn us.
如果我们的心在里头有一些隐藏，不能够被神来碰的，不能够来面对神的，我们要有这个勇气跟信心把它带到神的面前来。
If there's anything hidden in our hearts that cannot be exposed, we have to have the faith to bring them before God.
这是讲到第一个，讲到洁净。
So this is the first thing
about cleansing. 我盼望能够从我们做大人的开始。
I hope starting with the adults.
在箴言里面他说敬畏耶和华的大有倚靠。
In Proverbs it says, he who fears the Lord has a secure fortress.
他的儿女也有避难所。
And for his children, it will be a refuge.
我们做父母的都不希望有任何的灾难，有任何的祸害临到我们的孩子。
As parents, we don't want any kind of suffering or calamity to come upon our children.
我们现在他们的功课还是很小的事情。
The academic achievements are still small things.
但是却常常非常搅扰做父母的心，对不对？
Yeah, even those small things often bother us.
将来他还有他的工作。
In the future, they will have jobs.
他的婚姻。
Their marriage.
他的儿女。
Their children.
最重要的，他在神面前是一个怎么样子的人。
And what kind of people they are before God.
这个世代一直一直的往下去。
This generation is keep falling.
但是如果我们做父母的是一个敬畏神的人。
But if parents are God-fearing.
不仅我们这个人能够蒙福，有依靠。
Not only that, we have a solid fortress.
我们的儿女也有避难所。
Even our children will have a refuge.
这是一个很蒙福的应许。
This is such a big blessing.
没有那么难呐。
It's not that hard.
没有那么难。
It's not hard to be parents.
如果我们敬畏神
，If we fear God,
我们的儿女就有避难所。
Then our children will have a refuge.
第二个我要讲到圣别。
Second thing, I want to talk about separation.
我这一段我必须要讲得很快。
And I have to speed up.
有人说基督徒呢在我们有三个家。
Some says Christians have three homes.
第一个是我们肉身的家。
First is our physical home.
第二个是我们属灵的家在地上属灵的家。
Second, our spiritual home on earth.
每一个人都应该有这两个家对不对
Everyone should have at least these two homes.
更感谢神的是我们在天上还有父的家。
Even more thankful is that we have a home in heaven with the Father.
我们的主正在为我们预备地方。
Our Lord is preparing a place for us.
那是我们的天家。
That is our heavenly home.
这三个家都非常的重要。
And all these three homes are very important.
所以你想说如果我要祷告我就在自己家里面祷告就好了。
So some may say, I can just pray in my own home.
我跟你说不一样。
But let me tell you, it's different.
祷告是摸着一个属灵的一个征战跟一个力量。
Prayer will get involved in a spiritual battle and power.
虽然我们两个人同心祷告神就要听我们对不对
It's true that God promised to listen to any two praying in one accord.
但是祷告是需要学习也需要同伴的。
But we need to learn and we to pray and we need companions.
单独的祷告这一天打鱼三天晒网。
Prayers alone do not last.
而且有的时候呢我们祷告也不专心
and sometimes we lose focus and get distracted.
然后我们也不会祷告
or we don't know how to pray.
但是神给我们在地上预备属灵的家。
But yet God prepared a spiritual home for us on earth.
啊，中间有很多啊，他们可能在各方面都比我们在前面。他们敬虔，他们常常在祷告上有操练，他们明白神的心意，知道怎么样祷告的人。
And there are brothers and sisters who have prayed more years than us, and they know how to pray.
你跟这样子的人一起祷告，你就学会祷告。
If you learn praying with such people, then you learn.
而且你祷告的火就容易被保持。
And the fire to pray is kept up.
当仇敌要来把我们夺去的时候我们活在神家的保护里面
When enemies try to capture us we have to live under the protection of God's house
我们一个礼拜七天
7 days a week
我看我们大概有 95% 以上的时间是跟不信主的人在一起
We probably spend more than 95% of the time with unbelievers
如果你的家人是信主的话那感谢主
If your families are Christians thank the Lord
但是常常信主还不见得能够在灵里面那么合一。
Even if our families are believers, sometimes we cannot be one with them in the spirit.
今天神呼召我们，他要把我们从这个世界分别出来，我们需要跟我们的弟兄姐妹常常在一起。
Today God has called us out to be separated, and we need to be with our brothers and sisters.
所以我不晓得在座我们每一个人，不管大人和孩子，我们里面有没有一个觉得是我们是被神分别出来的一般人
I don't know today we have the sense that we are a group of people being separated out by God
所以盼望说当我们能够除了我们洁净自己以外我们也能够常常过一个圣别的生活常常跟神的儿女一起聚集一起敬拜一起祷告
So not only that we are separated and cleansedBut we separate ourselves and we get together with other saints to pray.
我们在佛罗里达的时候，我们经过一个，我不知道有没有跟你们讲过，我们一家四口呢，到那边的时候，我们经过一个 drive-in 的 church.
I don't know if I share with you when we were in Florida, we went through a drive-through church, drive-in church.
这是叫 drive-in 哈。对不对 yeah. 他就是你是不是叫 driving 的那个 theater 对不对、那个电影院就是你开着车子进去就好那教会也有这样的开着进去你不用下车就在那里听一篇讲道然后就出来了
So we passed by this drive-in church. You just drive in the parking lot. You don't have to get out of your car and you listen to a sermon and then you drive away.
Oh, 我们四个人非常 excited. 我们看到有这样子一个大牌子挂在路边, 所以我们就特别 make a U-turn 回来, 我们进去好好参观一下这个 drive-in church.
When we passed through such church, we got very excited, so we made a U-turn and got into this church.
那那天因为不是礼拜天, 所以没有人在那里。
That day was not a Sunday, so no one was there.
所以我们就用我们的想象力, 想说礼拜天呢, 这些人开着车子 drive 到 driving church 来的时候, 他们怎么样来敬拜神啊?
So we just sat there and used our imagination to imagine how people will come to church on Sunday and worship God.
孩子们就说呢,当说要说阿们的时候,大家就honk, cut, 按喇叭。
So my children will say, when it's time to say amen, you just honk the car.
如果说你要跟周围的人握握手啊,hug一下呀。
Now what if you have to hug someone or shake hands?
他说呢,他们就把车子呢,碰,左右撞一撞,前面撞撞,后面撞一撞。
Or they probably move the car a little bit to bump each other.
那如果这个 pastor 呢有一个 altar call, 请大家都到前面来祷告的时候呢,
what if the pastor had an altar call and called people to come forward?
他说呢就有 traffic jam, 大家就通通都往前面去.
Then there would be traffic jam because everyone tried to drive forward.
我们就一直在那边想象每一个人都躲在自己的车子里面要怎么样来敬拜神.
So we're just trying to imagine how people can hide in their cars and worship God together.
然后我们两个这个青少年呢更高兴了。
So my two teenager sons are really happy.
因为呢你们是在那个车子里面调那个调频，然后你就可以听见那个讲台上的信息。
Because you know to listen to the sermon, you have to tune your radio, the car radio.
他说呢这样子，他说我们那个收音机呢就调到那个热门音乐，我们想要听的音乐。 好,没有人知道,我们也没有在听那个讲台。
So my son says, what if we just turn to rock music? No one would know that we're not listening.
更高兴的时候就睡觉打瞌睡,没有人注意到。
What's even more wonderful is nobody would notice if you're falling asleep.
这个不是我们要的 church life, 对不对?
But this is not the church life we want, right?
你喜欢就早上,礼拜天早上就坐那里看电视,就算是你敬拜神吗?
Do you think if you just watch TV, TV sermon in the morning and that's consider worshiping God?
在我们去天家之前,在地上属灵的家,我们需要一家人常常在一起。
Before we go to heaven, we need to meet with our spiritual family together often.
过一个圣别的生活,
and to live a consecrated life.
那最后呢,我要讲到合一。
Lastly, I want to talk about unity.
Unity. 两节的圣经,加拉太书3章26节到28节。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 to 28.
你们因信基督耶稣, 并不分什么人什么什么人, 最后都成为义了。
It says, because you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. There's neither some nor some, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
第二段。 经文, 以弗所书2章14节,
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14.
因神的儿子使我们和睦。
For he himself is our peace.
拆毁了中间隔断的墙,
has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
我们前一阵子,大家,有我们的长职啊,同工还有几个家呢,我们就抽空有一天晚上,我们出去,平常我们就很, 大家都是侍奉聚会都在讨论,对不对?我们很少在这个平常的日子里面能够有机会大家相处一下,所以我们就用一个晚上的时间,我们到 Half Moon Bay 去。
So about 2 weeks ago, we had a mini retreat of elders, deacons, and ministers, and we spent the night at Half Moon Bay.
我们很想是大人孩子,我们一起,一个大家庭一样,我们一起过一个晚上。
We want to spend a night together as a big family, adults and children together.
但是我却听说有很多高中的孩子很反对跟我们这些大人,老人家,老家伙出去。
But I heard some teenagers, they opposed the idea of going out with the old people.
我不知道你的爸爸妈妈怎么样,我很伤心。
I don't know about your parents, but I feel very sorry.
我常常听见呢,在年轻人呢,他们不喜欢跟父母出去。
I often heard young people do not want to go out with their parents.
但是呢,当有一个朋友打个电话来的时候呢,他再重要的事情都可以放下,他一定要出去。
But then if their friend calls, they will put down anything they're doing now and go out immediately.
爸爸妈妈一起出去的时候脸都长长的。
But then they don't seem to enjoy it when they go out with their parents.
很多的父母都要很伤心。
So a lot of parents are very sad.
我就想到我们天上的父亲也是这样。
Then I think our heavenly father is the same.
是你比较想跟他在一起，还是他比较想跟你在一起？
Do you think you want to be with him more, or he wants to be with you more?
梦杰说：“是，天上天父喜欢跟我们在一起，对。哎呀，天天左请左要求左请求，我们就是不喜欢亲近他。
Actually, as our heavenly father wants to get close to us more, and that every day he just invites us, and we don't want to draw near.
我们好多其他的事情都比来。”亲近我们的父神重要。
We have so many things that have more higher priority than coming to God.
所以我那天想到这个的时候，我想真是天下父母心啊，天上地上的父母都是一样。
So when I thought about it, I said, "Wow, it's the same for all parents, either in heaven or on earth."
都是父母想跟孩子亲近，孩子不想跟父母亲近。
That parents want to be close to their children, and their children do not.
我跟你讲，在座的孩子，有一天你要做父母。
Let me tell you, children.One day you will be parents too.
啊，我结婚的时候，我结婚，我父母亲从台湾第一次来美国来参加我的婚礼。
When I got married, my parents came to America for the first time to my wedding.
那时候我们为了结婚，我们就租一个小小的一个公寓。
So we rented a small apartment.
那结婚的前一天，我跟我的爸爸妈妈三个人一起吃饭。
So
the
day before my wedding, I had lunch with my parents.
我跟我母亲预备好了中饭。
So my mother and I prepared the lunch.
我需要进，我父亲一直没有出来。
And my father didn't come out.
所以我就到房间那个小房间里面去找他。
So I went into the room to find him.
我进去的时候，我非常的吃惊。
As I walked in, I was surprised.
我那个很少很少流眼泪的老父亲。
That my father hardly ever cried.
他躺在床上。
He was lying on bed.
满脸都是眼泪。
And then full of tears on his face.
我就走上前去，我说：“爸爸，你为什么哭？”
I said, "Dad, why are you crying?"
他很不好意思。
He was rather embarrassed.
他说：“我想到你明天就要嫁给人家了。”
I thought you're getting married tomorrow.
他就哽咽说不下去。
And he couldn't go on.
我就抱着我的父亲。
So I held my father.
我说爸，我永远都是你的女儿。
Dad, I'm forever your daughter.
但是结了婚就是不一样。
But it's just never the same after you get married.
所以我前几天我跟 Aaron 和 Kathy 说。
So the other day I was talking to Aaron and Kathy.
我说你们就是这么几年的时间。十八岁以前，在你们还没有男朋友、没有女朋友、没有结婚以前，你们只有一个角色，就是你爸爸妈妈的儿子跟女儿。
You know, before you don't have many years before you turn 18, before you have boyfriend, girlfriend, or your spouse. Now you only have one role, that is your parents' child.
我结了婚以后，我的爸爸妈妈没有跟我住，然后在我父亲过世了以后。我跟我母亲分开了十几年，然后她来跟我同住。
After I get married, I did not live with my parents. And after my father passed away for more than 10 years, then my mother came to live with us.
不一样了，跟我从前做小姐的时候住在家里，跟我母亲的关系不一样。
It's not the same. It's not the same.
我有那么多那么多的角色。
Because I have so many roles now.
今天我们在座的每一个年轻人也是一样。
It's the same with every young person here.
你要珍惜在家里做儿子做女儿的时间。
Cherish the time you have with your parents.
而这个一，
As this
这个
unity
只有在基督里可以做成。
Unity can only be achieved in Christ.
我做父母的，我们常常去学很多，我们都以为我们不会 communicate， 不会跟年轻人沟通，所以他们不喜欢跟我们在一起。
Parents often blame that because we don't know how to communicate, therefore our children don't want to spend time with us.
所以父母聚在一起的时候，常常都觉得自己无能。
So when parents gather together, they all feel powerless.
哦，我们去参加很多的 seminar, 很多的讲座，看很多的书。
So we go to seminars, conferences, and read books.
然后每一次小组专题讨论，我看到好多的小组都在讲父母，
and then,
怎么做父母。
a lot of times we talk about how to be parents.
我们以为我们 topics. 我们以为我们缺少的是做父母的技巧。
We thought what we need is the skill sets of being parents.
小孩子一生出来, 我们就开始去看那个0到5岁, 怎么去教养他们。
Soon as our children are born, we read books on how to raise children from age 0 to 5.
但是于弟兄那天上次讲了第一句话, 我听到好几个妈妈, 都有很多的回想, 他说你3岁5岁的孩子, 你都管不及的时候, 等到他13岁15岁, 你更管不了。
Just like Brother Yu shared last time, if you cannot manage and discipline your child when they're 3 or 5, forget it when they turn teenagers.
所以今天如果我们的家不是一个基督为中心的家，你要养有那样子一个亲密的关系，在这个世代几乎是不可能的事情。
So if our household is not a God-centered one, it's impossible to have such that kind of intimacy in this generation.
我为什么这样讲呢？ 因为仇敌的诡计就是要分。
Why do I say this? Because the enemy's scheme is to separate.
你以为我们可以靠我们的力量可以把这个家glue在一起，可以把它粘在一起。
We think by our own strength we can glue this family together.
我要说我们做父母的一定会失望，一定会伤心的。
Let me tell you, parents will for sure be disappointed and get hurt.
如果今天我们不把我们的孩子带到主里面，
If we do not bring our children to God,
仇敌在我们家中，在教会里面，他的诡计，他的伎俩就是分。
Then the scheme of the enemy in our house and in our family is to divide.
他认为我们做父母的跟儿女之间或年长的跟年轻人中间，我们很多的不一样。
We have many differences between parents and children, the elderly and the young.
这仇敌常常是去强调，去过分的渲染那个不一样。
The enemy always try to exaggerate the differences.
我们听的音乐不一样。
Our music are different.
我们看的书不一样。
The books we read are different.
我们的观念不一样。
The concepts are different.
我们知识也不一样。
Our knowledge levels are different.
我们的语言更不一样。
And our languages are different.
在信主的人中间还神学的观念理念也不一样。
Even among the believers, the theology point of views are different.
我们从大陆来的跟在台湾从台湾来的人想法也不一样。
Or the concepts for people from mainland China are different from those from Taiwan.
从香港从新加坡来的人更不一样。
Or people from Hong Kong and Singapore, they're even more different.
仇敌就是要把那个不一样强化在我们的中间。
And the enemy wants to exaggerate and emphasize on the differences.
年轻人非常重视他们的个别性。
And the young people pay special attention to individuality.
但是我实在要说，只有在基督里，我们可以成为一，不分这样子的人，不分那样子的人。
But only in Christ we can be one. There's neither these nor that.
这个三角形，这个golden triangle.
So what you see here is a golden triangle.
花了两个加起来100岁的人，一个多小时的时间做出来的。
It takes two people whose age add up together will be over 100, and they spend 1 hour to do this.
我想我们中间有很多年轻人一定做得比我们好看。
I'm sure many young people will do better job.
但是我希望这个 message, 这个信息, 你们看到这个三角形，你们就记起来了。
But I hope this will leave you an impression that whenever you see it, you will remember the message.
丈夫跟妻子,
husband and wife.
如果这个是神,
I say the top is God.
如果他们都往神而去, 他们中间的距离就越来越小。
If they both approaching God, the distance between them would shrink.
如果他们都离开神,
if they grow apart from God,
他们中间的距离怎么样?
Then the distance between them
越来越大,
will become wider.
如果我们都敬畏神,
say we both fear God.
男人跟女人再怎么不一样,
say no matter how different men and women are,
这个unity是可以达到的。
That unity can be achieved.
而且是在灵里面的unity.
It's the unity in the spirit.
同样的, 另外一个角,
the same way,
父母跟儿女,
parents and children.
如果我们都去追求世界, 都离开神,
if we all run after the world and depart from God,
我们的距离, 越来越大,
then the distance between us will become wider and wider.
从五岁开始有一点距离,
say five, when the child is 5 years old, there's some distance.
到十岁再大一点的距离。
10 years old, the distance becomes bigger.
到15岁他越来越能干了。
And as they are 15 years old, they become more and more capable.
到16岁他 SAT 考2000分
了。And then when they are, 16, they get 2000 points on SAT.
但是你们的距离却越来越大。
Yeah, the distance between you are getting bigger and bigger.
今天我们做父母的，如果我们想要跟孩子们那个有一个亲密的关系，不是在外面去学习的。
If we want to have intimate relationship with our children, don't just learn the outward skills.
那个道理就在这个三角锥里面。
The principle is here in this golden triangle.
所以今天晚上我们回家以后
，Today when we go home,
我们要有四个 homework.
We have four homework.
家庭作业，我们把它写下来，好不好
？Homeworks, let's write it down.Four things we need to do.
我希望我们单身的弟兄姐妹一定也要做。
I hope single brothers and sisters will do the same too.
你不要以为等到你将来结婚了以后再来学习这个至于我和我家。
Don't think that you can wait until after you get married, then you learn as for me and my household.
单身其实是最危险的。
Actually, it's the most dangerous time to be single.
仇敌最喜欢趁着我们单独的时候来把我们掳去。
The enemy, love to capture us while we are alone.
所以家里面如果你只有一个人信主的
,If you are the only Christian in your family,
那你真的是要呼天喊地常常要来为你的另外一半来祷告。
You have to cry up to heaven and earth and pray for your spouse.
如果你的儿女还没有信主 你也一样。
If your children are not Christians, you have to do the same.
对这四个家庭作业我们在
These four homeworks
在今天晚上我们希望每一个家都能够分别一点的时间每一个个人分别一点时间
I hope that every one of us will set aside some time tonight
我们读我们今天发的那个夹页全家一起来读中英文都有
We will read the handout we passed out today
然后我们来回答四个问题
And then we will answer four questions
在我们的家里面有没有当灭之物
Is there anything to be destroyed in our family?
在我住的这个范围这个 domain 住的范屋檐底下有没有当灭之物
In my house, in my living area, is there anything that ought to be destroyed?
如果你心里有一点不平安
If there's anything that caused you unrest,
你不要跟你的心来 argue, 来争论
Do not argue or struggle.
把它拿出来
Bring it out.
第二个
Second
你个人家里面的成员或是每一个人有没有什么不良的习惯已经成为你的捆绑
Is there anyone, any individual have any habits that become a bondage?
请你的家人为你祷告
Please ask your family to pray with you
你要相信如果今天我们是信主的人我们的主是 set us free 叫我们得自由的
If we are believers, we have to believe the Lord is going, can set us free.
上个礼拜的福音信息不是只给福音朋友听的。
The gospel message last Sunday was not only for gospel friends.
是给我们每一个人听的。
It's for every one of us.
要叫受压制的得自由。
That the oppressed can be freed.
第三个问题。
The third question.
在我们的家人中间
Among our family
有没有什么隔阂和怨恨
Is there any division, any hatred?
只有爱可以遮掩许多的过错
Only love can cover many sins
我们常常最深的伤害最严重的伤害是从家里面来的
Oftentimes, our deepest wounds come from our family.
今天我们要开始起行，说至于我和我的家要来侍奉耶和华，我们要把这个中间隔断的墙除去。
As we today we're setting off, as for me and my household, we'll serve the family, we'll serve the Lord. We have to destroy remove the barrier.
我们求神给我们有这样子的力量。
May the Lord give us such strength.
他在十字架上免了我们的债。
Because he has paid the debt for us on the cross.
他也把我们那个免人的债的能力赐给了我们每一个信他的人。
And in the same way, he has given us power to forgive other people's debts.
年长的也要解决。
Elderly brothers and sisters, you have to deal with it too.
有一天当我们的另外一半走的时候，我们不希望我们里头有什么东西是没有解决的。
One day when it's time for our spouse to depart, I hope there's nothing unresolved.
我们做父母的对儿女也常常有很多的亏欠，也犯了很多的错误。
Parents often have this regrets and for the mistakes we have done to our children.
Nothing wrong, 没有任何的不合适，说今天我们做父母的可以给我们的儿女向他们道歉。
So, there shouldn't be anything to stop us from apologizing to our children.
做儿女的，在你过去这几年的时间，或是有什么东西是你在那里抵挡，或者是你伤害，伤了你父母的心的。
Children, please think about in the past years, is there anything that you're fighting against and you're hurting your parents?
让今天晚上神的爱来医治我们。
May tonight the love of God come and heal us.
除掉拆毁我们中间所有隔断的墙。
Remove all dividing walls.
第四个。
Fourth.
我们一起询问神。
Let's all seek the Lord together.
全家一起询问神。
As a family together.
要来的礼拜二。
In the coming Tuesday night.
And 所有以后的礼拜二。
And also all Tuesday nights afterwards.
是否我们这个家愿意到教会的祷告会来蒙祝福？
Is our family willing to come to the prayer meeting and be blessed?
我们也祝福别的家。
And then we can bless other families too.
为别的家祷告。
We can pray for other families.
也为神的家祷告。
And we pray for the family of God.
让我们这个家成为一个给的家。
That our family will become a giving family.
是一个施比受更为有福的家。
That we will receive more blessing because we give.
用敬畏神的态度，我们全家一起来回答这四个问题。
With reverence to God, let's all answer the questions together.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。